This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The Senate has acquitted President Donald Trump on both articles of impeachment. AP's Sagar Meghani has details from the White House.
Is the respondent Donald John Trump guilty or not guilty?
On the first article, abuse of power, and then the second, obstructing Congress, Chief Justice John Roberts asked senators to vote. On each, two-thirds did not find the president guilty, ending just the third presidential impeachment trial in American history. His acquittal was all but assured in the GOP-led chamber, which had voted not to allow witnesses and documents in the trial.
The verdict of this kangaroo court will be meaningless.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Republicans were more interested in protecting the president than finding the truth. But GOP Senator Lindsey Graham counters Democrats had their own agenda, getting rid of the president.
These people hate Trump's guts.
Mitt Romney was the only Republican to break ranks, voting guilty on the first article. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
After Wednesday's verdict, President Trump's political campaign tweeted videos, statements, and a cartoon dance celebrating that he was vindicated. At a Women for Trump rally, Vice President Mike Pence said Democrats had failed in their attempts to overturn the president's election.
These do-nothing Democrats we know passed those articles of impeachment. They rushed this partisan impeachment through the House in a shameful attempt. Now failed. Attempt to overturn the will of the American people.
Trump himself tweeted a video that showed him as president forever, even though the U.S. Constitution limits a president to two terms in office. The president said that he would speak from the White House on Thursday about, quote, our country's victory on the impeachment hoax. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's health ministry said Thursday that another 73 people had died from the coronavirus outbreak Wednesday. Earlier, the World Health Organization appealed for $675 million to prevent the global spread of the deadly virus. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the small number of cases and deaths circulating around the world provides a window of opportunity to prevent the coronavirus outbreak from becoming a wider global crisis.
Our greatest concern is about the potential for spreading countries with weaker health systems and who lack the capacity to detect or diagnose the virus.
He says the multi-million dollar strategic response plan will support vulnerable countries to prevent, detect, and diagnose onward transmission. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Three people were killed and 179 others injured Wednesday when an airliner skidded off a runway in Istanbul, crashed into a field, and broke into pieces. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities say some passengers sustained injuries and some others were seen being evacuated through cracks in the plane. Television footage showed serious damage to the plane, with a fuselage appearing to be smashed into three pieces. Turkish NTV television reported the plane caught fire after skidding and the fire had been extinguished. The plane, belonging to low-cost airline Pegasus, arrived from the city of Izmir. Turkey's transportation ministry says the plane was carrying 177 passengers. Flights are being diverted to Istanbul's main airport. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Hollywood icon Kirk Douglas has died at the age of 103. AP correspondent Mike Gracia recaps the career of the legendary actor.
His father sold rags from a horse-drawn cart, but Kirk Douglas overcame his poor childhood to become a Hollywood legend.
My story is the story of America.
Nominated for three Oscars, Douglas was best known for starring in Spartacus.
What are we becoming, Romans? Have we learned nothing? What's happening to us?
In 1996, Douglas was awarded an honorary Oscar after suffering a stroke.
I am proud to be a part of Hollywood for 50 years.
His son, Michael Douglas.
You can feel his tenacity and an intensity. Very intense.
I'm Mike Gracia.
And at least eight anti-government protesters were shot dead and dozens of others wounded in clashes between protesters and followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in the holy city of Najaf on Wednesday. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.